Restoring My Soul, Monday the 8th of September. You are a husband of blood. Once Zipporah had flung the foreskin at Moses' feet, she made two distinct points of confession in relation to the circumcision and her marriage. First, Zipporah exclaimed to her husband, presumably in an emotive and reactive manner, "Surely you are a husband of blood to me." This was her initial response to the personal impact of the sufferings which she was experiencing and witnessing within her family because of God's intervention upon their household. That is, in the heat of the intensity of this suffering, she voiced her upset at the imposition of having to undertake such a massive cultural shift in relation to the culture of circumcision. However, as soon as Zipporah recognized that the Lord let her husband go and that he was saved from death on account of her obedience, she became illuminated to see her own sanctification. Thus, she confessed a second time, "You are a husband of blood because of the circumcision." This was an articulation of her illumination concerning her unique participation in the circumcision of Christ in her marriage and in her family. She realized that the blood of Christ's circumcision would be the ongoing provision of life for herself, for her husband, and for her children. At this point, Zipporah herself was joined to the covenant of circumcision, which marked her participation in the everlasting covenant. As the Lord said to Abraham, "I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and your descendants after you. My covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant." We understand that circumcision touched Zipporah in her flesh as she was circumcised from her own culture, so that she could be joined to Moses' culture. Their participation in the cross of Christ became the defining characteristic of their marriage covenant and of their family. They had become a worthy house. The references used in today's devotions are Exodus chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. And Genesis chapter 17, verses 7 and 13. For further study, Genesis chapter 17.